This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugappa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 103 Amrit Bharat stations across 18 states and union territories with modern amenities from Bikaner, Rajasthan tomorrow. These stations have been upgraded and redeveloped under the Amrit Bharat station scheme as city centers showcasing regional culture and heritage. He will dedicate multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees to the nation. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water, new and renewable energy sectors. An all-party delegation led by GDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Jha said terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on the visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. The Ministry of Home Affairs has invited nominations for the Padma Awards 2026. The nominations can be submitted online through Rashtriya Puraskar portal till the 31st of July. The ministry in a statement said that the nominations should contain all relevant details specified in the format available on the aforementioned portal, including a citation in narrative form clearly bringing out the distinguished and exceptional achievements of the people recommended in their respective fields. The Padma Awards, namely Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. State Education Minister P.D. Sona chaired a detailed meeting today to discuss the formulation of implementation guidelines for the Chief Minister's State Rural Road Development Program, a visionary initiative announced in the State Budget 2025-26 aimed at transforming rural connectivity across the state. With an allocation of 2,000 crore rupees over the next 4 years, this flagship scheme seeks to focus on upgrading and constructing rural roads and bridges not covered under PMJSY, ensuring access to all unconnected villages by 2029. In a move to streamline operations and boost efficiency across agricultural sectors, State Agriculture Minister Gabriel Diwangsu chaired a comprehensive review meeting of all agriculture and elite departments at Civil Secretariat Itanagar yesterday. The meeting focused on multiple strategic initiatives aimed at improving departmental functioning and addressing manpower shortages. A major emphasis was placed on human resources development management, with departments instructed to compile comprehensive data on current manpower deployment, particularly focusing on vacant positions at entry level. In a powerful display of unity and patriotism, people of Tawang today held a Tiranga Yatra from the giant Buddha statue to the Tawang War Memorial. While addressing the gathering, local MLA Namge Chiring extended his heartfelt gratitude to the Indian Armed Forces and all border security personnel for their unmatched dedication and sacrifice in service to the nation. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from thousands of citizens, including monks and nuns, students, NCC cadets, and members of various political parties, all coming together in solidarity and unwavering support for the Indian Armed Forces and security agencies. A prayer meet named Shaurya Samman Yatra was organized by Trustee Samvardhini Nyas Pasighat at Gandhi Chowk, Pasighat yesterday to show support and solidarity to the Indian Army. Various religious heads from Donipolo, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh and Muslim led the prayer for Atma Shanti. Arunachal's Hosam Londa and Tanna Lucia have won gold medals at the National Mixed Martial Arts Championship 2025 held in Mumbai. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post congratulated the duo for clinching gold at the National MMA Championship 2025. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.